Fighter in Shas. We are in Nazir Daf Mem Test, being up on the very top of the page. We are in the middle of a nice back and forth trying to figure out the source of how we know that a Kohen Gadol and Nazir, although they're not allowed to become Tamei Meis, even to relatives, they must become Tamei Meis to a Meis Mitzvah. And through the back and the forth, we had discussions of different ways of darshaning the Psukim. And now we pick it up from Ula Rebbe Akiva, Kohen Rebbe Akiva, Michti, let's see. Loshna Kohen Gadol Lechudei, Loshna Kohen Gadol Vehu Nazir. There's no difference between if the person is a Kohen Gadol or a Kohen Gadol and a Nazir. Both of them have to be Mitame themselves for a Meis Mitzvah. Now, he learns it out from Nafka Mila'achiv, from the word La'achiv, which is written by a Nazir. So now that we know that we learn it out from La'achiv, which is found by a Nazir, La'avivu le'imo lamali. So why do we need La'avivu le'imo, which is taught by the Kohen Gadol? What do we need that to teach us? Almost as if to think, La'avivu le'imo, he can't become Tamei, but he does have to be coming to a Meis Mitzvah. But we know by Nazir already that even a Kohen Gadol, Nazir and Kohen Gadol, it has to be Metame to a Meis Mitzvah from La'achiv. So what are we learning from by Kohen Gadol when it says the word La'avivu le'imo? It says, Gemara Tzrichi, we need to bring both father and mother by Kohen Gadol. Because of Avivu, just what it written, you now to become Tamei to his father. Hava mina hainu time in the Lomitamele. Why can't he become Tamei to the father? Bishum de chazaka ba'almahu. It's just a chazaka that his father is his father. A person's mother is their mother. We know that for sure because of the fact that they came out of the mother. But the father, how do we know that their father is their father? Because we say even a woman who's behaving in a way which is inappropriate, rove majority of the relationships she has are with her husband. And therefore we say that the majority, that's the father is the father. And that's the reason why not to be mitame, because it's only a majority, but not certainty. But the mother, we know for sure that that's his mother, gave birth to him. Litamele, we would think that maybe he does have to come tummy to her. The Kohen Gadol will have to come tummy to her, and therefore have to say no. And you have to write also mother. Because Rachmana Imo, if you just would have written Imo, not written Aviv, then have a meaning of a thought. Imo lo litamele, don't become tummy to the mother. The lava ozil zara basra, because the lineage doesn't follow by the mother. I mean, in reference to at least one concept would be inheritance. Aval aviv, when it comes to the father, kevin amar mar lemishpacha osam lebeis avosam, when it's going through and breaking down all the lineages of the families, it goes according to the father. Therefore, ema litamele, say you become tummy to him, kamash malan. Therefore, it has to go say also the father as well. You can't become tummy to them either. So that's why, even though it's written by the Nazir that the Kohen Gadol has to become Tamei Meis, and therefore you would think you don't need Aviv Imo, you would need a Dafka in order to make sure that you wouldn't think that one would have a precedence over the other, and both of them are going to be a problem. You know, become Tamei Meis for them. Now the Bach adds in the words Rabbi Akiva Al kol nafshos meis lo yavo lamali. Why would you need the pasuk say, and he can't come upon any dead people? That is brought down over here in the Parish that Rabbi Akiva da Amar gabe nazir nefesh, by the nazir when it says the word nefesh, and that's elu rechokim, to tell you can't become tamei, those that are distant from you. Meis elu krovim, those are people that are close to you, the krovim, zayim krovim. Hayal kol nafshos meis dechsev gabe kohen gadol lamali. Why would I need to go ahead and say these type of things also? Now let's read it again. V'akol nafesh meis lo yavo lamali, that he can become tamei for his father, his mother, he's not become tamei. Peep, turn the page. Mem tesam abeis. Al kol, we learn out the following. When it says the words al kol, that he's not allowed to become tamei too, lafuke rechokim, that's excluding people that are not relatives. Meaning Kohen Gadol is not allowed to become tamei to someone that's not a relative of his. Says the Rush, we already know this from another pasuk. So why are you telling us this? The answer is now in such a case, v'lav v'lav b'beiz lavin de'belav haikra yadin and lay de'lo gara mekohen hedyot. There's no lower than a kohen hedyot. You can't become tamei. Kohen gold is also a kohen, and therefore you can't become tamei. Now when it says this also, I'll call by him. It's too lavin. Meis, when it says the word meis lafuke krovim, that's excluding his relatives. He's not allowed to become tamei even to relatives. Nafshos, and what does it mean? Nafshos lafuke revias dam shiyotze mishnei meisim. It's excluding kohen gadol that he's not allowed to become tamei even with a revias dam, a quarter lug of dam that comes mishnei mason from two different mason. We saw this a few days ago, more than a few blad ago. Shematame ba'ohel, that this person become tamei ohel, and shenemar al kol nafshos mase lo yavo all nafshos, you can't come upon any dead people. So that's a kohen gadol is not allowed to become tame, not only from the dead body, but even from a certain amount of the body itself. And one of that would be a revius of dam. And nafshos in the plural is coming to tell you that even the blood is coming from more than one dead body, from two, let's say, he's not allowed to become tame. Zok the next Mishnah. We know that if a Nazir becomes Tameh, then he has to do a whole ritual. He's got to shave his head. He's got to bring karbonos. Obviously, he has to do the Hazav, becoming Tameh Mace, and he has to start over. Al elu Tumas HaNazir Magleach. On the following things, a Tumah, a Nazir has to go and shave his head and do all the different things he's got to do. Al HaMace, for a dead body. Al Kazayis Min HaMace, and for a Kazayis of a dead body. V'al Kazayis Netzel, and a Kazayis of Netzel, which is a the stuff that when the body starts to decompose, it has like this gel-like material that comes with it. Va'al melo tarvid rekev, and on a ladle full of corpse dust. That's when the body, again, starts to decompose and all the moisture leaves. Now you have like this dust. Al shidra v'al gulgoles, for the shidra is the spine, and for the gulgoles is the skull. V'al aver min ha-meis, for a limb of a dead body. V'al aver min ha-chayin, even a limb from a live body, but it got chopped off. Sheyesh alav basar karoi, and each of this has enough basar that, as Tosos explains, if it were to be attached to someone alive, it would be able to regenerate. So sheyesh alav basar karoi doesn't have to mean a kezias, but enough that it's still there that it could be like reattached. V'al chatzi kav atzamos, or for a half of a kav of bones. And this is even without fleisch on them. Tosos brings down that generally we find even if it's less than that, even a quarter kav. But when it comes to a nazir, it's half a kav. Vel chatzi lug dam, or half a lug of blood. Tosos brings down again that even a quarter of a lug would go ahead and make tame. But we have Alach Moshe Misinai that tells us that it's a nazir will only shave his head and bring these karbonos for tuma if it's half a lug. Val magon, val mason, val ahilon. And this is whether the nazir, he'll have to shave his head whether he touches them or he carries them without touching them, but they're on something else, or when he's in ohel, in tumas ohel as well. V'al etzem kisaora, and for a bone that's the size of a saora, a barley grain. V'al mago, v'al maso, when it comes to the idea of touching it or carrying it, al elu anazir migaleach. Let's back that up. Let me read that again. V'al etzem kisaora, and if you have an etzem kisaora, then the nazir is going to, if he touches it or if he carries it. But not tumas oil, comma. Al elu anazir migaleach, for these, he has to go ahead and shave his head. Umaza b'shishi b'shvi, he has to sprinkle, the para, the eifer para, the me para, on himself on the third day and on the seventh day. And the shaving really only happens on the seventh day. V'soser sakodmin, and it knocks off the nazirus he had already. V'ein umaschi limnos ela achi, yitar didn't start counting his new term of nazirus until he becomes tahor. Umevi his karbonosav, and he brings his karbonos. Zoktai l'gemara, Tana Rabbanan, achar p'tirosu shel Rabbi Meir. After Rabbi Meir died, Amar Lem Rabbi Yehuda LeTalmidei, Rabbi Yehuda said to his Talmidim, Al Yikansu Talmidei Rabbi Meir LeKan. The students of Rabbi Meir cannot come in here. Mipnei Shekantronin Hein, because they're very critical. V'lo Luma Torah Hein Boim, they're not here to learn Torah. Ela L'Kapcheni Ba'alachos Hein Boim, they're here only to mess me over by asking me different halachos. Says Tosos L'Tzareini, to cause me pain. That's all they're trying to do over here. Dachak Sumchus v'nichas. So Sumchus, who was on his Talmidim, he pushed his way in. Amar Lem, he said, Kach Shanali Rebbe Meir. This is Rebbe Meir, how he taught me the Mishnah. Al Elu Tumos HaNazim HaGaleach. Al Ameis Vel Kezayis Min Ameis. These are the things that he goes, he has to shave his head for a dead body or for a Kezayis of it. Tosu says, how is this coming to pain him? Because Rabbi Yehuda taught this, b'mishnah alameis v'al kezayis ben ameis, Rabbi Yehuda lo yishona alameis, b'mishnah seinu. He didn't put the words that you have to shave your head on the mace in our mishnah. Why? Mishim de kol shekein to be kezayis ben ameis. If he already said it from a kezayis ben ameis, then of course an ameis also. So he didn't put it in over there. But Yisumcha said, I learned that he didn't also have the word mace in there. Cause Rabbi Yehuda v'armelam, Yehuda got angry and he said, Lo kach amarti lechem. Didn't I already tell you? Ali kanti tamid Rabbi Meir lekan mipnei shekantronin. Don't bring them in here because they're just coming to cause problems. Get them out of here. Because there's not even a reason to write that. Al kazayis ben ames magalech. If a nazir have to shave his head and start his whole ritual of tahara from just a kazayis ben ames and al ames al kol shekein, of course it's have to do for ames as well. So it wasn't necessary to even be there. So get him out of here. Why are you letting him in? Beep. Turn the page. Daf nun amud aleph. Amar of Yosef. Yosef thinks to himself, Yomru Meir shachav Yehuda kas Yosef shasak. Should it now be said that Meir died? Yehuda got angry, and Yossi was quiet. Tormateela, what's going to be with the Torah? If I'm quiet because of Yehuda, and I don't say anything over here, what's going to be with Rabbi Meir's understanding of it? And therefore, Rabbi Yossi comes to explain, Lo nitzcha ela lemei she'ena lov kezayis basar. Really, the reason why the Mishnah would say such a thing, even though it can be learned from a kol shekein, is because it can't be learned from a kol shekein. Why? Because it's teaching us another din. That even if you have a corpse, a dead body, that doesn't have enough basar on it to be able to give tumah, it's still going to be metame because it's a complete dead body, and therefore it says that, and it's not extra. Vadain yomer, but what do you mean? Rabbi Yosi can be attacked, Rabbi Yehuda can say back to him, al ever mi mena magalech. We know that another nazir has to do giluach, he's to shave his head, even becoming tummy from an ever, a limb of a corpse. And this is even though the basar has less than a kezias. Al kula lo kol shekein. If even one limb, which is less than a kezias, he has to go and do his whole process, then if it's all body, for sure you'd have to do such a thing. So therefore, you don't need it. It is extra, it is superfluous and extraneous and redundant. Ella kidam Rav Yochanan. If Yossi can go according to Rav Yochanan, lo nitzcha ella lenefel shelo niskashu evarav begidin. This is the first of two explanations to show what Rav Yossi is talking about. That is, we're talking about a case of a baby that doesn't make it, that dies, and that's a nefel. Shelo niskashu evarav begidin means that its bones, its limbs, its evarim were not yet niskashu, they didn't yet attach one another with gidim, with like ligaments and, you know, different tendons and things like that. So hachanami b'nefesh lo niskashu evarav begidin, because the halacha is that if you have this type of matzav where there's no gidin there, then the laws of tuma for evarim don't apply, but if it's an entire body, then it does. And that's what it's teaching here. That's one answer. Rava Amar, Rava says another answer, lo nitzcha ela l'rov binyano, Ularov minyano she'ein bahen rova atzamos. We're not talking about over here where there's basar on it, where there's actual flesh that's on it, but it's just a skeleton. And generally, the bones themselves are not going to make tuma through ohel unless you have a quarter kav of bones. And even then, the nazir wouldn't shave unless it becomes tummy from at least a half of the kav of the bones, like we saw on Memtesma Beis in the Mishnah. However, when it comes to a skeleton or a majority of it, it's going to give tuma via an ohel, and the nazir is going to have to shave his head and do the whole shtickle, even if the bones don't add up to a quarter kav. The majority of it is meaning to say that it's the in terms of size, the majority, the greater part of the frame of the skeleton, or the number of the bones, even if it's not the greater part, but it's a majority of the bones. And that's what it means to say over here when it says that the nazir has to go and shave his head. It's talking about the skeleton and the majority of it, and that's a separate type of tumah, and it would make him go ahead even if it doesn't have a half a kav of bones. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.